Yo.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm getting better at this thing.
What?
Because usually when this anchor, that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because when you call, I need to tap and then just the app opens, but not the call. So I have to find the action, the call every time I go in.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. How are you guys? Everything good?
Yeah, everything good.
Yeah, living our best life. Well, our best quarantine. Are we still in quarantine?
Who? Who?
Germany, I guess.
I guess if you gotta ask who, then no.
I guess not, yeah.
I mean, it's not in quarantine. It's just mask.
What is it called, though? Because we still ain't.
Social distancing.
Yeah. Restricted.
Restricted living.
Yeah.
Y'all just made that shit up.
I did, but yeah.
You just had a cosign from the back, but I still knew that shit was made up.
No, we're in social distancing.
Okay, yeah, that's what it is. We're still social distancing.
And they, so I think about 4 or 6 weeks ago, they changed the amount of people that can be in a store in a closed room. So that's why there's no more queues or lines at stores when you go in.
Oh, okay.
So is there no second wave in Germany right now? Are we like...
There's a tendency towards a second wave, but it's still fairly much under control. It's more from people coming back from vacation because some states have been out of school vacation time for about 4 weeks now. So it's starting to flare up a bit. And okay. And they're now making it mandatory they're trying to make it mandatory for Germans that come back from a risk country to take a COVID test. So there's a list at the Auswärtiges Amt.
So if you would go back to the States?
Yeah, so the U.S. is on there.
Lock you up.
So yeah, if you go to the States, then you come back, you have to do a COVID test because it's a risk country.
Yeah, shit. You might as well go on and just go and do a 14-day quarantine. You go to sleep.
Yeah. Save the money for the test. Just do it.
Exactly. I was like, just go and do your. Matter of fact, do 16 days.
So yeah, what they're trying to do now is kind of if you go to a country that's at risk and you book it, or you go while you know it's at risk, so beforehand, then you have to pay for the test. If it happens while you're there and you didn't know, or you couldn't know, then you don't have to pay.
Okay.
So
like, what if you went somewhere for work?
Then
it's a whole another story.
That's another story, but I don't think.
But you still have to distance when you come back.
You still have to, do the test when you come back, and if you're positive, then you have to quarantine.
Oh, see, I'll just have to do a, mind you, I think this is just because I'm American, but when I get back from Spain next week, I'm supposed to 14 days.
Yeah, Spain is on the list.
Yeah.
Or parts of Spain is on the list.
Yeah, and see, where I'm going isn't one of those parts.
Mm.
But you still have to do it?
Yeah, man.
So how's your mama, Lanika?
She's good. Like, you know... Same old. Basically, and then just kind of talking about, because me and my mom are both Aries, so actually I was supposed to be born 2 days before her birthday, but then I ended up being born a week after, but we're both Aries. She's technically an Aries 1, and I'm an Aries 2, but we always, like, when I find out stuff about myself, and then when I hear her talking, I, like, will bring my introspection about it. And she's like, actually, you're right. Like, I just like to present it in a way she may not have thought about it, because mm-hmm. we have a tendency to be very cut and dry, like it is or it isn't. Yeah. And it's like, sometimes, like, it's actually just the way we process it versus someone else's process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny that we can have those conversations as adults. And you know what? I kind of thought about this the other day, and I wanted to ask Rim. I don't know why Rim especially, but both of you technically. Do you find yourself, now that you're older, kind of like having those conversations with your parents where you're kind of either teaching them things or opening their mind about things? Where you're like, actually, let's take that a step further. Let's not be so, did you think about it this way? But you have to do it in a respectful way because they're also your parents. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah. I don't know about really like teaching because it's very hard for that generation to admit that they might be like wrong. Mm-hmm. But afterwards, I know if it really sank in, you know?
Yeah.
And if she really considered it. But yes, definitely.
Definitely.
But do you find it, I guess this is another, I guess this can be a mini segment or an episode on its own, but it's really, like, sometimes I find it funny because I'm like, yo, I never would have thought this in my life. But it is kind of the trajectory because when I see my mom with my grandma, she teaches her things and does things for her all the time in the kind of like, you would take a, I guess, think of it as a maternal role, like where you're teaching them, make sure they're taking care of certain things in a certain manner. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I find in my age or our area that we're in now in life, it's not teaching things. It's more like, yeah, opening minds because I'm less closed-minded, I think, than when I used to be. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yeah. So it's kind of just like, did you ever think about it could possibly be? Because I find me and you have those conversations a lot. So it then brings me to lend it to someone else like, oh, I know we're very similar. And that's the way I used to think about it. But there could possibly be another reason or this is the rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a weird
one. No, it's true. I mean, the only thing is like with my mom, for example, since she is in a different generation, even though she's younger and she had me young, I feel like sometimes she's very stuck in her thinking since she's always been on her own kind of, so never had really to deal with another opinions, you know, it's her way.
or the highway
because like by nature, because if you did your whole life, you raised your children and there was nobody really like helping you. You just relied on yourself. So whose opinion are you taking on?
There's nobody checking for her, nothing. I mean, all the decisions she didn't have to check back with anybody else.
So, and I feel like if you are long enough in that kind of position, like she was, with age, it's harder to also sometimes accept and adapt other opinions.
So you think it's more of environment versus age, or do you think age also limits, like when you get to a certain age you're just not able or willing to change as much as well?
I think it's both yeah, and I also think it depends on people in general,
yeah,
because there are people that are over a certain age that are willing to change and adapt and are open-minded and they actively try to change their behavior or thinking. And then there are people who are, I don't know, our age or younger that are just closed-minded and just stick to their thing and just do their thing.
So then I would think it would almost have to lend to experiences. The more experiences you have, early on, the more open-minded you would be later on in life. Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
Okay.
I would think that if you have a lot of different experience, you are open-minded. But at the same time, if you are always, for example, if you are a single mom or something like that, and for a long period of time, and you don't have a partner that you are living with, you are always, you always had the responsibility. So that means it's very hard for you to accept other opinions or ways how to do simple things, you know? Because you was always kind of the provider or the person that made the rules.
Head honcho.
And and I see it when I like view people, and even with Jay's mom, I feel like they are more, they're open-minded, but still, but that's my opinion kind of, you know?
Yeah, they're like open to listening to us, but not necessarily open to change.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I mean, but that's still the first step, you know?
Yeah.
If they listen and understand, and still don't change. I mean, not saying this is, you know, it's something bad or terrible, you know, or anything like that. You know, it's just like, if they're at least open and willing to hear us and accept what we say, then it's still a small victory, because then it's not just said and gone. It's said and it's settled in.
Yeah, but I think it also could be a cultural thing. Think about it. As time changed, because they probably weren't able to tell their parents shit. So they're like not even thinking that their kids are going to come to them in this manner. If you think about it, because there's still certain things that you're like, I wouldn't say that to my mom. And now as we, you know, you've embraced my mom and I's relationship more, y'all, and certain events have happened in life, you and your mom have a different relationship now. And it's like, dang, I kind of wish we would have had, you know, started this a little earlier, like talking about things, and just more information you have, the more you can do. And it's like, this is opening that new door, because if they weren't able to talk to their parents, they don't know how this works. We're the first line of defense. We're the first line where it's like, hey.
Yeah, and that's, and I think that's a good point, because I think my mom, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but she had a not a very good relationship with her father, because he was very, very strict, very strict. Which led to her moving out at 17, which is unheard of back then.
Yeah.
And she always wanted us, so my sister, myself, to have a different life and relationship to her than she did with her dad. But still, the fact that she didn't, going back to what you said, the fact that she never had that kind of relationship with her parents, that she could go to them and talk to them about anything, she didn't really know how it works. So we never really had these in-depth, deep conversations about life, feelings, and stuff like that. But the door was still open. So
she did her best in her ability.
She did her best in her ability. So that, therefore, I'm a step ahead of her now. So I think I'll be able to have a much deeper relationship with my daughter than I did with my mom.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, since you think, so now that that relationship is developed or has, you know, started, do you think you would take that into how you raise your daughter now? Meaning,
oh, for sure. Yeah, 100%.
Most definitely.
Does that mean you start now, because you do have a child, and I guess, you know, do you start now? Does it, have you already started in the ways that you're more open to having conversations or doing things? Or do you think that that's something that will come later?
I mean, it's more now at her age, more doing things. Cause I mean, she's not even three, so we're not having that deep a conversation. but doing things, you know, for me, the most important thing is, spending time with her and making sure that when, you know, that, that when she expects me to be there or do something, that I do it. So that, so to build up the trust now by my actions.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing I can do now at that age.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to have, well, since you are the half American, do you think you're going to give the falsities of like Christmas and, I don't know, do y'all have the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny, all that crap? Are you going to tell those lies? Or are you early conversations of like,
I mean, I think
I'm Santa Claus. Like, let's be real.
I don't know. I mean, she loves Christmas, right? I mean, she loved it last year. It's going to only grow. And it's tough, you know, if you grew up in this society, that if you're going to be the only kid in the class that doesn't know, I mean, that knows the real Christmas.
If she asked about the story, I will tell her the truth, most definitely. I'm not going to lie to her. And for example, like, For Easter, she just gets chocolate. Like, some Germans are gifting their kids like it's like
crazy.
Christmas.
It's like Christmas.
But for me, it's hello. It's Easter. It has a different meaning. The only thing that she gets is like chocolate, and to search for the chocolate because it's fun. That's about it.
So we do an egg hunt.
Yeah.
And we didn't give her anything this year, did we? No.
We never did. And for Christmas, it's like also like limited, because for me personally, I don't gift Jay something for Christmas. We don't gift each other for Christmas stuff. From the get-go, I said, like, I don't want that. Because for me personally, Christmas is more like
we want to family. Teach, we like, want to teach her that
spending time together and like that the family is coming all together, having a dinner together and playing games, having conversation. That's
so we,
Christmas for me.
So we want to, so we, when do we start with gifts?
4 years ago or something?
I think with family. I think it was five years ago. Yeah, about 5 years ago, we stopped with gifts. And so we made it more like a real family event. And the point was that everybody that comes to Christmas or joins us for Christmas, gets rid of like the daily stress that they have, leaves work at home or at the office or wherever. And, you know, it's time, you know, to, you know, and then usually we spend the night or people spend the night here, however we do it. So it's not a rush, you know, come here and then go back the same day. It's like we get there, we spend the night, we do it the right way. The next morning is usually breakfast. Yeah, so stuff like that. So that's what we try to teach her, that it's about spending time, not about presents.
Yeah, we kind of do the same thing. We kind of only really... like for our anniversary, we do like normally a trip, something we do together. And then like really only buy each other gifts for like birthday. Birthday is the one time where you really get a gift because it's like that's your day. Christmas generally for family members or just like you said, spending time for the most part. But and we kind of did that probably about 3 years ago. We just kind of said, or actually kind of early on, it was like more so like, let's make it even. Then it was kind of like, yeah, not us, like everyone else but us. And then even that has kind of dwindled because everyone's grown right now. We don't really have a lot of kids in the family. I think when kids do become part of the family, that aspect will change. It'll be more focused on them. But right now it's more about time because if we normally go to the States for Christmas or whatever, we for Christmas, we're at the States, either in Texas or Georgia for the most part. So the same, it's funny, the same situation with us, but I think I was more so saying, are you going to tell, teach her the lies of Santa Claus and the bunny or, you know, those stories? Are you going to, or that's not a thing. Like you're going to just treat it as this is Jesus's birthday or whatever the case may be. We celebrate it as family.
We haven't really talked about that yet.
Because she was
still too young.
But if she, like I said, if she asks about it, I will tell her the truth.
I mean, this will be the first year, I think, where she's going to understand what Christmas is or what it could be, what the lie could be, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, this because she'll be three and 4 months, so almost three and a half.
So I'll revisit this next year once you've got done it and we see what Christmas look like. Okay.
Definitely.
I guess I don't know. That was just a random topic I had on my brain that I wanted to mention another time and we just didn't have enough time. So I guess here it is today, guys. That was an episode of Four Peas in a Podcast. Do you guys have anything else to add to that topic at least?
No. I mean, it was a good, nice little segment.
Well, thank you for answering my question and entertaining my questions, my random thoughts. I appreciate it. Thank you for checking back with us. And make sure you check us out on all listening platforms, Twitter. No, not Twitter. Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. We're on Instagram. Four Peas in a Podcast. Or, rate, subscribe us on all your favorite listening platforms.
Stay safe.
Out it.
That number one. Stay safe. Whatever you do.